Hey everybody, this is Hunter Williams. I hope you are doing amazing wherever you are at in the world today. Today's video is going to be everything you need to know about the peptide ipamorelin. So my goal with this video is to take you from zero to hero with ipamorelin. If you've never used ipamorelin or you've never even used a peptide before, I want to explain everything you need to know about it. So why you would use it, what the benefits are, what the dosage is, and even some other peptides you can stack it with, because that's a very common question I get asked. Now, as always, at the beginning of the video, I'm going to recommend that you download the peptide cheat sheet, because as it relates to putting water in the vial for your peptide, how much to draw out of the vial, and how much to inject of the peptide, I've got the information not only for ipamorelin, but all the other most popular peptides. So I highly recommend you download that, and it will sign you up for my email list, which a lot of people actually enjoy being on. I don't send spammy emails or anything like that. They're very informative and helpful. So I have a lot of people that read that email list. I think it's somewhere like 4,000 strong now. So luckily I have that, because YouTube really doesn't like me. And I will say, to comment on this video, YouTube is doing has been doing a thing to me lately where as soon as I publish a video, they turn the comments off. I can go back in and turn them on, then they'll turn them off again. And it's like this game where I turn the comments back on, and YouTube like hours later will just shut them off again. So if comments are available on this video, by all means, ask your questions in the comments below. Or if you have anything like that you want to put in the comments, please do so, but just know that I am not turning the comments off. YouTube is doing that to me because obviously they do not want the video to trend or rank in the search engines or anything like that. So, hey, that's okay. I am going to keep fighting strong, and whether I get kicked off again, you know, so be it, but I am going to keep sharing this information with you guys and helping teach other people about how to use peptides and other means to optimize your health. So without further ado, what I'm going to do is pull up my screen and let's talk about ipamorelin today. All right, so this is everything you need to know about ipamorelin. So what is ipamorelin? So basically, it's a selective growth hormone secretagogue, which stimulates our body's own natural growth hormone production. So the reason it stands out is it's for its high specificity in targeting the ghrelin receptor. So unlike other growth hormone releasing peptides, it doesn't significantly raise cortisol, acetylcholine, prolactin, or aldosterone levels, which is very important as it relates to our appetite and also our overall mood and feeling. Ipamorelin is known for its application in anti-aging and clinical settings and therapies. It represents a third generation GHRP, or growth hormone releasing peptide. And it improves upon the specificity and safety of earlier versions such as ceramorelin. I actually should probably make a video about ceramorelin because it's absolutely worthless, but I get asked questions about it all the time. So I probably should do that and just tell people, hey, if you want to use ceramorelin, here's how to do it, but you shouldn't use it. You should use ipamorelin because ipamorelin is way better. But, this gained attention for lots of beneficial effects with minimal side effects. Really, I guess you could say there are some side effects, which we'll talk about, but very few. Ipamorelin offers a very targeted approach. It also selective action minimizes the risk of side effects. And then it also has it's become a preferred choice of people who safely want to increase growth hormone levels. So I will say ipamorelin is actually like, if someone's never used peptides before, I would say would be like my go-to of like, I want to get people to try this because they're going to feel it. They're going to notice effects right away. They're going to feel good on it. And it's kind of like a gateway drug to the rest of the peptide world, so to speak. So let's talk about the origin. So it was originally developed to provide a safer, more effective alternative to early growth hormone releasing peptides. It originated from research focused on mimicking ghrelin's action to stimulate growth hormone release. Like we talked about, it's part of a newer generation of the GHRPs. Pretty much talked about the rest of that stuff. Again, it works on this mechanism of ghrelin, which we're going to talk about. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So a little bit of redundancy on that slide. But basically, here's the mechanisms of action on how it works. So it basically mimics ghrelin and then binds to the ghrelin receptor in our pituitary gland. And this triggers the release of growth hormone without affecting cortisol or prolactin levels. So it's very specific. Obviously, it only targets the desired receptor. The mechanism of action ensures minimal side effects. And by focusing on the ghrelin receptor, ipamorelin offers a targeted approach to growth hormone release. So obviously, this makes it attractive because it doesn't really have any, you know, downsides, so to speak. but it's one that's been more or less like studied clinically and also anecdotally for a really, really long time. So it works really well, and it's one that I would say like most people that take, they just really like it and get a good effect from it. So what are some of the benefits? So the biggest one that people will get through increasing their growth hormone naturally is lean muscle and fat loss. So everyone, the holy grail for everyone is, I want to build muscle and burn fat at the same time. And really, it's hard to do. But I will say, if there were one way to do it, if there were one mechanism or one pathway in the body by which we can kind of get, you know, bang for our buck and like burn both sides, it would be through the growth hormone pathway, whether that's HGH, you know, exogenous HGH use, or a peptide. But really, like in my experience, the only way that you're going to burn fat and build muscle, or, you know, really ideally maintain muscle while you're burning fat, is through, you know, optimizing the growth hormone pathway. So basically, Ipamorelin can increase lean muscle mass and decrease body fat through enhanced growth hormone levels. It accelerates recovery. So from physical activity and injuries, it's massively beneficial to help with that, which obviously too goes hand in hand with anti-aging effects. So we increase growth hormone in the body. It's going to improve skin elasticity and reduce wrinkles. It also helps with bone density to help prevent against things like osteoporosis. It improves sleep quality. So when we have better levels of growth hormone in the body, we're going to have better sleep, which is going to promote better recovery. And in doing so, it's going to help increase our energy levels. So it boosts energy levels and enhances overall vitality. Also is going to enhance cognitive function. So you see this kind of like a flywheel or positive feedback loop that is being created here. So Ipamorelin may have positive effects on cognitive function, including memory and focus. And then it also helps with joint health. So it supports joint health and may help alleviate joint pain and inflammation, along with some other peptides you could stack as well. And it also improves immune function and helps us fight off infections and diseases. And finally, it's going to help with cardio health, which a lot of people don't really recognize or realize how beneficial it is in that sense. But basically, like when we have optimized levels of growth hormone in the body, we will have a healthier heart. So Ipamorelin is a great one for heart health. And if that's something that you're worried about, I would say would be very beneficial. So what are the side effects? So really, Ipamorelin has very minimal side effects. But possible ones include headaches, dizziness, and flushing. That's kind of the case with all peptides. You may experience a little bit of that. But you will, upon injection, you know, within the first 5 to 10 to 15 minutes, tend to, like some people, not everyone, but I don't really get this, but some people get like a little nauseous or a little flushing, or they'll get splotchy and have, you know, like red skin because their capillaries are opening up. But it's not a bad thing, and it goes away usually with like in 5 to 10 minutes. Now, some people will use Ipamorelin with CJC1295, which I'm going to talk about in a second. But when you use those together, and typically it's the CJC, but when you use those together, you can get an increased heart rate. Now, it's usually not anything that's like to cause concern or anything like that, but some people get a little like, you know, scared or whatever because their heart rate will go up a little bit. It's kind of like you just took a little bit too much caffeine, but it goes away pretty fast. Now, because of the way growth hormone works in the body, Ipamorelin can cause a little bit of water retention, which is ironic because it burns fat and builds muscle. But whenever we're working on the growth hormone pathway, it's going to possibly cause a little water retention. Now, I don't want this to scare you, because while you may retain a thin layer of water on your body, you will be burning fat at the same time. So whenever you pull Ipamorelin after doing it, you will notice that you look way better because you have burned fat. So it's one of those things that's very temporary and transient, but it can cause you to hold a little water. So a lot of people freak out about that because they're like, oh, I feel like I'm watery or I'm bloated or whatever. And it's not that. It's just that whenever we're using something on the growth hormone pathway, it's very rarely not going to cause water retention. And that's why I'm going to talk about in the dosage what we can do to alleviate that and avoid that. But it also, you know, what's cool about Ipamorelin as opposed to some other GHRPs is it doesn't really affect prolactin or cortisol. So you just kind of monitor your dose, and it's very effective and it's very safe for long-term use. So don't worry about any side effects from that perspective. Now, let's look at dosage. So most people, including myself, are going to start somewhere with 200 to 300 micrograms per day. For a man, I would say 300. For a woman, you could start with 200, but most women can do 300. It's one of those things, like peptide dosages are really going to be the same for most men and women, even though men tend to be a little bit bigger, but the way peptides work, it's just going to pretty much be the same. So I tell people to start with 300 micrograms per day, whether you're a man or woman. You can do this 1 to 3 administrations. I would personally do, if you have it, I would do 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening. So 300 micrograms in the morning, 300 micrograms in the evening. If you could only do 1, I would say do it in the evening because it's going to help with sleep. But if you do it in the morning and then you do cardio, fasted cardio after, that's going to help with fat loss more. So if you can afford it, do 300 micrograms once in the morning, once in the evening. And you kind of just like adjust your dosage there. You could also do it like pre-workout. So if you did want to do like once in the morning, once before your workout, and then once before you go to bed, you could do that as well. So it's really, you know, personalized, but 300 micrograms is the standard dose. So most vials will come with 10 milligrams, which just for like ease of numbers means that you're going to get somewhere around 30 doses. So if you get a 10 milligram vial, you're going to get 30 doses of it. Now, if you use two doses a day, that means it's going to last for 2 weeks, or you do one a day, it's going to last for, you know, like 30 days. But my recommendation is to use this for 8 weeks. You'll probably need like 2 or 3 weeks to start seeing the results. Stay on it for 8 weeks and then take 8 weeks off. And when you're doing that, I would recommend doing it 5 days on, 2 days off throughout the week. So meaning you would do it Monday through Friday, take Saturday and Sunday off, or you could choose whatever day you want to, you know, do on and do off. But when we do that 5 days on, 2 days off, I don't think you have to do that per se, but it does help with that water retention I'm talking about. So if you do 5 days on, 2 days off, you don't get any of the water retention because it'll come off in 2 days. And then you kind of, before the water retention builds back up, you know, you take 2 days off again. So I'd say 8 weeks on, 8 weeks off, and just kind of cycle it. Again, we don't really want to run it longer than 8 weeks because we'll get antibody buildup and it will become less effective. So a lot of people will ask me like, well, what can I do in between? And that's what I'm going to talk about right now. So what do we do in those 8 weeks off? Well, we can stack it with other peptides. So Ipamrelin, I probably should make a whole separate video about this, but oftentimes Ipamrelin comes blended, like I know Limitless sells this, comes blended with CJC without DAC. And the reason is because Ipamrelin gives us a burst of growth hormone or a pulse of growth hormone. And the CJC is a longer, not ester, but like a longer metabolized version of a growth hormone releasing peptide. So basically the CJC is the extended release and the Ipamrelin is the pulse. And so when you blend those together, you get elevated growth hormone all the time. Whereas just Ipamrelin alone will kind of pulse and have a very short half-life for like 2 to 4 hours. So when we combine those, you know, it works synergistically with growth hormone, and also CJC doesn't have the effect on cortisol or prolactin that Ipamrelin similarly has. And then the other one would be Tesamorelin. So Tesamorelin is another growth hormone releasing peptide. It can be stacked with Ipamrelin to target visceral fat reduction more effectively. So if you really were looking to lose fat, I'd pair Ipamrelin and Tesamorelin together. So Tesamorelin does also not significantly increase hunger, nor does Ipamrelin. So it's better for those, you know, concerned with weight management compared to some other growth hormone peptides. Usually like people will look at like GHRP 6 or GHRP 2, which are, you know, will increase your appetite. You know, Tesamorelin has been specifically used in the treatment of HIV related lipodystrophy, which just means visceral fat around the lower abdomen for men. So it helps burn through that visceral lower belly fat that a lot of men get. And so when we combine them together, it maximizes growth hormone for therapeutic and anti-aging benefits. So we get targeted benefits in fat loss, and particularly in those hard to lose areas, which is for men, the lower belly fat, and usually women, it's like the hip area. So it can provide a comprehensive approach to growth hormone therapy, you know, and enhancing the effects. And if I was going to use both of them together, like I personally am not like a big fan of CJC, but I do like IPA and TESA together. I use 300 micrograms of IPA in the morning and 500 micrograms of Tesamorelin in the evening. I like 1 milligram of Tessa, but you might get a little bit more water retention with that. So I like 300 micrograms of IPA in the morning, 500 micrograms of Tessa in the evening. So just make sure you know what you're doing and you, you know, listen to someone like me or Jay Campbell kind of teach you this stuff. So that's pretty much it as far as the slides go. So let's take these down. And that is everything you need to know about Ipamrelin. So hopefully that was helpful to you guys. Again, if you have questions or anything like that, leave a comment below, assuming they don't turn the comments off. But remember, if you want to check out the peptide cheat sheet, that will kind of have the written instructions on what you should do to get started with Ipamrelin. And you can check out my supplement source to find out where I get Ipamrelin. Can't state that publicly anymore. But yeah, appreciate you guys. Much love out there. And if you have any suggestions, don't forget I have a link with a video topic request. So I've had a bunch of really good topics coming through lately. So I've got plenty of videos to keep me busy in the future. But like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And I'll talk to you in the next one. Peace.